Chronic pain is referred to as the invisible burden. Unseen from the surface, and sufferers often internalize their experience due to the negative stigma which surrounds pain. Laura Winkler is a 27-year-old government lawyer and has been suffering with chronic pain in both her arms and across her chest for 3.5 years. She spoke about how she struggles with this stigma.
People think of chronic pain and they think of elderly people and they think of people who have some kind of obvious physical illness, whereas you look at me and I look perfectly healthy. There's nothing to indicate that I'd be struggling with pain like this. And I think that's probably the hardest thing to describe to people, what you're experiencing, without sounding like you're complaining or anything like that, but really wanting people to understand exactly what you're going through. Pain is something that can happen to anyone, and just because people look okay doesn't mean that they feel it.
To help raise awareness of chronic pain in our society, Chronic Pain Australia is running National Pain Week from the 20th to the 26th of July. President of Chronic Pain Australia, Coralie Wales, says it aims to reduce the stigma and isolation which comes with chronic pain.
Chronic Pain Australia is an organisation that, through its National Pain Week intervention and other activities during the year, we try to change the culture around people in pain from one where people are isolated and where the community doesn't really understand why somebody would be in long-term pain, to one where the community does understand how chronic pain works. And in doing all of that, we aim to reduce the isolation and the suffering that comes with chronic pain. There's a lot of mythology about, well, you know, if you've got long-term pain, you might have a low pain threshold. A lot of people think that. And so, you know, the reality for a lot of people is that this pain doesn't go away. And so even family members and close friends can say, well, what's wrong with you? Mm. You know, I've had pain, I've had a sore back, but it goes away, or I deal with it. So why can't you? And there's that kind of suggestion that it might be about weakness. That's not the case at all. But that experience of the people around you or just the general community can lead to, if you are experiencing chronic pain, it can lead to not wanting to talk about it, wanting to keep it to yourself. And so if you can't go down to the local restaurant on a Friday night because you can't sit that long, or if you can't go to your club or wherever you recreate, wherever you relax, if you can't go because you can't sit for that long, or your pain is so overwhelming that you can't concentrate on what people are saying, then you start staying at home. You know, the experience does lead to isolation.
Miss Wales also explains why people do not understand chronic pain.
Well, we all grow up with pain. You know, we all know what it is to graze your knee or to fall out of a, you know, fall down steps. You hurt yourself, the pain, it hurts. You go to the doctor perhaps, and then it gets better and the pain goes away. We get that. That's what we understand because, you know, that's human. Sometimes the pain doesn't go away. And when it doesn't go away, when it becomes long-term, that's called chronic pain. And once it does become chronic, it's less about the place where you've hurt yourself and more about multiple body systems like the immune system, the nervous system, the endocrine system or the hormone system, and even the gut. And that involvement can lead to really complex experience of pain where it's not about a short-term acute pain. It's now about multiple body systems, and often it's about a traumatic onset. Now, so chronic pain is really much more complex than short-term or acute pain.
Dr. Samantha Robotham, research assistant at the UTS Faculty of Health's Centre for Health Service Management, explained that the lack of understanding is a result from there being no shared reference.
It's difficult to put pain into words. So when we're trying to talk about pain, we have to take what's essentially an internal private sensation, and then we have to try and find the words to describe that pain in a way that others will understand it, and then they need to take that message and interpret it in the way that we intended them to interpret it. So we're taking this kind of private experience and trying to get it out there in words. And that's difficult because when we're trying to find the words that we're using for pain, we've only got a limited number of words to choose from anyway. And there's so many different types of pain. And these words might be used to describe different kinds of pains in different kinds of ways. And the problem here is that we don't have a shared reference to apply these words to. So, for example, if you're trying to teach your child what the colour red is, you're trying to teach them what the word red means, you can point to something that's red and say, this is red. With pain, you can't do that. So if I say, this is a stinging pain, there's only me that knows what that stinging pain means. I can't say to someone else, this is what stinging is. So there's no shared reference to be able to establish a meaning for these words. So we're relying on an assumption that other people know what we mean when we use these pain words.
Chronic pain is hard to diagnose and treat, as it occurs from multiple medical issues, and where you feel the pain is usually not the source of the pain. Thus, National Pain Week also aims to help sufferers and their medical professionals find effective treatment regimes. Vali Grego is a 52-year-old teacher who suffered with chronic pain for 20 years. She explained her difficult experience getting a diagnosis and finding a treatment.
A good 20 years ago, I had an accident and I damaged my rotator cuff and I had to have surgery. And after the surgery, obviously I had a great deal of intensive treatment. But along with that, I had a great deal of neck pain and back pain, so not just shoulder pain. And I lost count how many therapists I went to, how many specialists I went to, and I was even diagnosed as having arthritis in my neck. Okay, it was all, but nobody related it back to the injury, and it just kept getting worse and worse. I was getting chronic headaches, so I was taking copious amounts of Nurofen and Panadol throughout the day just to see me through the day, basically. And it really didn't matter what I did. I mean, we're talking about acupuncture, we're talking about physio, we're talking about remedial massage, we're talking about anything that you could actually think of. After a while, I just stopped going because it just appeared to be a complete and utter waste of money. And you just ended up living with the pain miserably, but you did, and you did what you had to do.
There has been extensive research into pain and the differing ways of communicating and treating pain. Ms. Grego's life has been completely changed by photobiomodulation, a low-level laser therapy which is a non-surgical and drug-free treatment for chronic pain, and is already recognised in many countries as a genuine alternative to drugs and surgery.
First, I've got to tell you, I was extremely sceptical, and the reason I was extremely sceptical was because, you know, I wasn't actually experiencing any pain during the treatments. Sort of thinking, well, this is just a load of hogwash, really. And I thought, no, well, I've started now. I'll try, because at the end of the treatment, I could actually turn my head without experiencing some pain.
Vali has undergone the treatments for 1 year, and the results have changed her life.
I hadn't been back for 2 months now, and I'm telling you that you can touch my neck now, and I feel absolutely no pain. If you had told me that I would be like this at the end of last year,
if you've had
any form of chronic pain, you've got to give this a go. If you haven't tried this, then you haven't tried everything.
Dr. Robotham told me how research into the communication of pain may reduce isolation and improve treatment.
What we've got to think about is how can we make it easier to get those internal sensations out there and understood by others? How do we improve the language that we have to talk about pain? How do we make it less likely that people will misinterpret the words that we use?
Ms. Wales says National Pain Week is concentrating on the importance of the communication of pain in finding ways to improve the quality of life for people suffering with chronic pain.
This year, we're calling it pain. Let's talk about it. Given that people don't want to talk about it, given that there are things that people don't talk about in relation to pain, we thought we might just make that our theme. We hire the big red double-decker London bus throughout the week, and we call out to the community and say, would you like to come and have a ride with us? Where would you like to go? Let's go and have a picnic. Let's go and pick up some kids from the kids' hospital that are in the pain clinic there. Let's just get involved and get active and have a few laughs and help people get out and about during National Pain Week. So this year, coming up, we'll be spending 2 days on the big red bus in Brisbane and 3 days on the big red bus in Sydney, culminating in a one-day conference at the State Libraries, where we have speakers talking about really interesting things, talking about the stuff that's hard to talk about, professors of pain medicine, people that live with pain, experts in different types of pain, and, you know, just trying to really get a bit of attention to the fact that people do live with chronic pain, but that it's not hopeless, that there are things that people can do, and I guess that's the other side of the coin.